I'd like to call to order the Kendall County Board adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, at 6 p.m. If you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, I'd like to invite Chad Lockman forward for the invocation. Chad is part of the sheriff's, or the chaplain's group, so go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to give the invocation. I want to pray according to my Christian faith. Father God, thank you tonight for these board members in this meeting. Lord, I ask your blessing over this meeting and the discussion had. May this body bear fruit. May that fruit bear your name. Jesus, my name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Beckman?
He will not be here.
Mr. DeVolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
She will not be here.
Mr. Wormley?
I'm here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Peterson and Rodriguez, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have an agenda. Thank you. I have no special recognition at this time. Next is public comment. If you have any comments for the board, please come forward. You'll have 5 minutes to address the board.
What are you doing over there with that lotion, Roman?
Seeing none, I will move to consent agenda. This time, I will have the pleasure of reading the entire consent agenda. At the conclusion, I'm going to ask for a motion, and then any items that you wish to have removed, please notify me. They will be removed immediately. Letter A, committee minutes, page 2. Letter B, claims in the amount of $2,308,314.91 from January 31st, 2026. Letter C, petition 25-02. A request from the Kendall County Planning, Building, Zoning Committee for text amendments to the Kendall County Stormwater Management Ordinance pertaining to stormwater and floodplain regulations and related amendments. Proposal brings county regulations into compliance with the State of Illinois Model Floodplain Ordinance and provides for the continued participation in the National Flood Insurance Program for property owners within the county. Letter D, an agreement between Kendall County and Oswego Land Heritage on display of historic facts in county office building display cases, including an annual contribution to the Oswego Land Heritage Association in the amount of $3,000. Letter E, an intergovernmental agreement for administrative, human resource, and financial services between Kendall County and the Kendall County Forest Preserve District. Letter F, a budget increase to fiscal year 26 budget appropriation to the combined court services office supplies line by $1,500. Letter G, an agreement for disbursement and use of Kendall County funds with CASA not to exceed $42,000. Letter H, agreement for disbursement and use of Kendall County funds with soil and water not to exceed $60,000. Letter I, an ordinance abating the taxes levied for the year 2025, payable 2026, to pay debt service on general obligation bonds, alternative revenue source, series 2016, 2017, 2019B, for the County of Kendall, Illinois. Letter J, disposal of capital assets, 2015 election computer, label printer, 42-inch wide format printer, 36-inch wide printer, wide format paper, VAC Jeep, HP laptop printer. Any of those items you wish to have removed? Seeing none, could I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion.
DeVolt and Flowers, roll call, please.
Mr. DeVolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Consent agenda passes. Thank you. There's no old business. Under new business, could I get a motion for approval of the 2026 Kendall County Strategic Plan, page 78? Flowers and Rodriguez. Christina, you want to cover this one?
Sure. This has been nearly a year in the making with some great discussion at the last committee of the whole. The strategic plan is presented tonight with some modifications, particularly to the vision statement. taking the board's feedback and specific language that it preferred and some minor tweaks, we worked with the Center for Governmental Studies to present an alternative. That is included in your packet. I'll also note, I handed out at the dais this draft executive summary. I thought it was just a good presentation, but I will just emphasize this is very much a draft, so we are reviewing this as a document, but the content in here is reflective of what's in your packet. So we have the mission, the vision, core values, the strategic priorities in the short term and the kind of longer term. And then I will point to one page in the executive summary where it defines strategic priorities, priority areas as modern infrastructure and future-ready facilities, resilient, diverse, and growing economy, operational excellence and organizational capacity, and equitable and responsive community engagement. So those came out of a lot of discussion. And I'd just like to thank the community, the staff, and the board for their effort and input into putting this together.
Any comments? I know everybody's been through this with our little workshop we did, and then you've seen different additions, drafts, versions. I would like to say that in the core values, the collaborative and community connections, I really appreciate everybody getting that one in there. I've had a chance to meet with a lot of the community leaders in the last month and a half, and the collaborative effort that everybody is looking at is really evident. A lot of great feedback of what we've done the last couple of years helping other communities or organizations or those things, us kind of leading and being the hub for that. So I appreciate that getting in there. Yeah, Dan.
I just appreciate being the economic development admin chair that this board and the staff really support economic development, and I see it's big and center there on the page. excuse me, because I feel the next 3 to 5 years is going to be quite an explosion over here in the Kendall County. So I think it has to be on our plan and our strategic plan, and we may not always agree to support everything, but I think overall, we would like to see growth here in the county, positive growth for helping our taxes out. So thank you on the staff for putting that in there front and center kind of as soon as I turn the page.
Any other question, comments? Yeah, Scott.
I just want to commend the Center for Government Studies at NIU, Melissa, Allie, and Gianna going about the process. I think they are very professional and did a very nice and thorough job. So I commend them for the work that they did putting this report together. Or I guess I should say a strategic plan.
And Christine, thank you for all your work on this.
I know it's been tough, and also getting us all together to put it together. That was kind of fun when we all got together over at Meadowhawk.
Yep.
It was good.
All right, very good. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. I'll read the next one and hand it off to Brian. Could I get a motion for agreement with Dean Roberts for owner's advisor services not to exceed $182,550?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Brian and Jason Peterson. Go ahead, Brian.
The meeting with Dean, his experience, his attributes in the construction field, being an architect and so forth, the knowledge of the tasks that are ahead of us with the courthouse, sheriff's department, KenCom, and the intricacies that it's gonna take if we remodel and or move any of these entities from one place to another, the forethought and planning that has to be done, you have to have somebody that has had the experience of doing these things to make this task successful. So I feel that what Dean brings to the table will help when we get into the architect that does the design work and construction management that manages the project. I think it will be an asset to our county.
And yeah, go ahead.
Mr. DeBolt, will this gentleman, I'm not on your committee, so I might ask a question that you went over, will he be on site when they're doing the work?
He'll be on site. The construction management team is your day-to-day operations on site, and that will be a separate entity from him and the architect. But what he's going to bring to the table is the future planning of what Kendall County needs as the growth is coming our way. If we don't plan for it now, it'll be on top of us, and we're going to be scrambling. And in my opinion, that is a waste of energy and resources if that was to happen. If we know what's coming in the future, and we know how much space we need, and the square footage we need, and the technology that we need now and in the future, those are the things that are going to help us, and we're going to need them. We are at capacity now with KenCom. Judges' chambers, they need at least probably going to be two courtrooms that we have to build. ADA is a compliant item that's with the state of Illinois. Our sheriff's department has a lot of non-compliance there, and they are growing. And so to fit it all in the same blueprint and footprint is going to take some study. And I think that this gentleman here will bring those attributes to Kendall County to help
and
us
how
with
long
that.
Is his contract for? Like,
well, it's broke out.
We don't know when we're going to start building, though.
It's broke out into pieces by priority, and so it'll be by project. And Christina, if you want to jump in on that, you can help too.
Yeah, but there's not a specific term, and I will say that Mr. Roberts is here with us today. There's not a specific term on the contract. It's more project-oriented, so it is that facilities analysis and getting us through the selection of an architect, construction manager, a lot of work across a lot of departments, and really the majority of our facilities footprint.
So there'll be a priority to these projects, and if the state of Illinois is saying, for example, we need courtrooms now, then that would be the priority that we have to start with. And that's going to go all the way down to animal control. I'll be part of that as well, and facilities and maintenance will be part of that as well, and it'll all be in priority schedule.
Will the coroner's office be in that program as
yes,
well?
Yes, it will.
And will this gentleman be looking at the air conditioning units that we've replaced in the past for the
so we're not wasting monies? That'll be part of the design construction piece. And so let's use the example. If we spend $200,000 in buying new units now, we're not tearing those units out and throwing them away.
Okay.
The courtrooms that we need to build right now is empty warehouse space above the courthouse. The entire second floor of the courthouse right now is warehouse space, except for where we added some offices for the county folks that are going to be moving back. So, and those offices are not going anywhere either. Those offices are going to stay there and be used when the sheriff's department comes over, and some departments that will probably stay in that building once it's completed. So the empty rooms right now, we have the four walls and a roof. And now that was great thinking many years ago, that someday as we grew, we would need these spaces. Well, now the time has come that we need them. So now what type of courtrooms are going to be is another factor. And then the size and the capacity of what we have to have, that's what Dean's role is going to be. So when he sits down with the construction management team to figure some of these values, we'll know these values before we get to the bidding table. And then the architect will then know what he has to build for our needs for Kendall County. And so it's a process, and it's not a short process.
Well, thank you for explaining that. Will you be expanding the jail over there too as well?
Well, that will come
hot and cold and up to par.
The jail,
not the jail part, the administrative
no,
side.
The sheriff's department basically is what we're looking at.
Okay.
If there's a requirement that we need more jail cells, we'll have to talk about that, but right now that's not part of the equation, I don't believe.
Making sure everybody's comfortable over there.
Pardon me?
Making sure everybody's comfortable over there.
I know your pet peeve with air conditioning jail cells. I get it. But I'm not in favor of that either, but there are some requirements by the state that we have to abide by.
I just don't want to replace those air conditioners that we spend a lot of money on.
We're spending money as we speak on rooftop units and so forth. The CFM of air that needs to be moved in these courtrooms that we need to develop, that'll all be part of the equation that Dean will be helping to figure out.
Well, I look forward to working with Dean and your committee, hearing your reports on this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dean is here. Do you want to introduce yourself, or you want to be humble?
Yeah, no,
he's going to be humble. So
I
you can be. It's
come on.
Okay. Come on up. But when we were looking at our project here that we just are getting ready to complete, one of the concerns we had, staff and myself, Brian, others, was that we have staff that is amazing that will say yes to whatever we ask for. We're going to do it. We'll figure it out. The first thing yesterday we talked about with Dean was we've got all these projects coming. He's going to come in, do evaluations, meet with the judge, meet with the sheriff multiple times, and help us with a timeline that lets our staff facilities not always be at this level. They're going to have ebb and flow so that we can do these projects without burning out staff. Also, when issues arise or disagreements between what an architect says works and will function, that's where this gentleman is the expert. Talking to the chief of police from Yorkville, former chief of police from Oswego, sheriff's department, you can tell me how many public safety places you've built or designed, but he is going to tell you he builds it for the employees and for the workflow, not what some architect says it should be. So I think I stole your thunder there a little bit, but go ahead.
No, that's good. This is a privilege to be able to work in the town that I live in, in the county that I live in, and you know, previously before I retired from my
that was a good career,
our firm worked in across the U.S. and Canada. There's only two states we haven't worked in, and so that was awesome. But at this stage, I'm ready to settle down a little bit, and I love this opportunity that I've been invited into to work in the town I live in and with people that I already have a trusting relationship. I'm kind of a failure at retirement maybe, but I'm delighted with this opportunity.
Any questions about, or for, you go ahead, Brian.
The one thing that kind of stuck with me with Dean is I'll just use KenCom as an example. KenCom is stacked and packed to the hilt. It needs to expand. Right now it's in the lower level of the Sheriff's Department. Will it stay there? We'll have those answers in the future. But if we have to move KenCom to another facility or add on for that or find space for them, you cannot shut KenCom down and move it. KenCom has to continue 24/7, 7 days a week. So that's the attribute part that I like about Dean, is that he brought that to us, that planning and strategy has to be in play before that even is thought about, and then how we're gonna proceed to make that happen. So those are the kind of things that you don't hear from the normal architectural team or whatever. And then Dean is working for us. He's not working for the architect. He's not working for the construction management team. So there's nothing gonna hide behind any shadows of anything. He's gonna let us know as we're proceeding building something that we need this or we don't need this. And so, like Matt was saying, everybody would like to have everything, right? But we're not gonna be able to do that. We want the things that we need, not things that we want. And there might be ways of getting maybe some of both at the same value. And that's where the experience of the projects he's worked on will be brought to the table.
Yeah, I think that KenCom is the most complex and the most critical building in this county. And I've done a lot of those kinds of projects, and so I kind of know the questions to ask and what to look out for and how to look down the road so that you don't get in a fix and you gotta back up. And that's, so I appreciate you saying that. I think that's a project that really matters, right?
Exactly.
All these projects matter, but I think they all are unique too. You know, I used to say, whatever you learn designing a 911 center, forget it when you start doing a courthouse, right? And you could keep going on with that, right? So anyway, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to bring lessons learned to help this project or this series of projects be successful.
So you put together the Oswego Police Station.
Yes, sir.
Which is beautiful. I toured that once. That's beautiful. Did you also do Yorkville?
Yes, I had a role on both of those projects. It was a slightly different role in Oswego than in Yorkville, but the tasks were the same. So when I say similar but different, like in Oswego, like we're talking about here, our firm was hired directly by the village and to look out for their best interests. In Yorkville, I was part of the architect's team. So I kind of played a similar role, but a different structure in those two projects.
Because both of them are amazing. Even the Yorkville Police Department, I mean, that building was in shambles when you first got there, and now it's quite the fixture here in Yorkville now. It really is. And did you also do the fire stations in Oswego?
No, I did not do the fire stations. Those are nice projects, but I wasn't part of those.
Oh, wow. Well, we're looking forward to having you here, and I'm sure you and Mr. DeBolt are going to make a great team.
They're both retired, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All right. Roll call, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Any special committee reports or liaison reports?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The Veterans Assistance Commission will have their meeting tomorrow at 811 West John Street, second floor conference room. The public is welcome to join in. Again, 6 p.m.
All right, thank you. Other business. Chairman's report, a couple things. Next Tuesday, 10 a.m., we have the ribbon cutting for the remodeled building next door. And then following that, we'll have a State of the County address inside. That afternoon, there's an employee open house there for employees of the county to come and walk through and see what the building looks like. There's no operations going on in there, so people will be able to tour without us worrying. Then February 17th, the office will officially open to the public. We also, next week, we will not have a committee of the whole. There are a few appointments that I need to make, so look for your emails. I'll have staff send any of those appointments out to you so you can preview them if you have any questions prior to that meeting. And that is all I have for chairman's report.
Don't forget you have boxes to pack up.
Oh, yes. This is our last official meeting in this room. I know there's some PBZ and things happening, but there are boxes in the Lincoln room. So if you would get your personal belongings together so that you know what goes with you, facilities team will come and grab the boxes and move them over to the place we used to live. So
you can leave your placards.
What's
sorry.
That?
I was just going to say, leave your placards, obviously the microphones and all that stuff. We'll
yeah,
take care of those.
All your personals. So
even they have the meeting Saturday, the
yes, but
loaning, but
they won't need any of your personal stuff that you want moved. But yeah, leave your name tag in front though is what
oh
we're
yeah
saying.
We have the original
plan commission.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean,
handle me. It,
you can handle it. If you don't, I'm throwing it away. We went back and forth on this. You guys can handle it. Is that all I had? Yeah, thank you. Public comment, if you have any comments for the board at this time. Seeing none, questions from the press. No need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn and leave this building?
Second.
Thank you, Liz and Scott. All in favor of moving back to the other building, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose. Thank you.